today. My name is Alan. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast today. Let's get to it with today's topic. I'm Joe Utong. We have no sponsors today, so let's get right to it.
The seven regulars get in touch and meet where they live, and the chemistry is right. Their professions range from gaming streamers to financial advisors to DC gigs. The show also has a small spin-off with sponsored guests like Green Innuendo, Flying People Ship and others, but that's a little taboo. The actors live in the countryside, where treasures are hidden, each with a tiny voucher worth 5 gold bars. At the beginning of the treasure hunt, guests receive items and clues to solve layers of clues that lead to vouchers. In the course of the treasure hunt, there are smaller games in which the winner receives a copy of other items. The guests who find the treasure are then hidden until they are back in the morning for voting time. Mick and Mube tied a few rounds of metal chains in front of Zhao Jian, and Zhao Jian was there. Due to his personality, he took himself hostage and went to West Sha in exchange for Zhao Jian and my father-in-law. After the murder of Li Yuanhao, there were 10 dead and there was no chance of survival, so I had to involve you. Joe Yutong is a familiar name for most of us who have seen many of her works, including Young Blood, but this is my favorite performance of her. The special thing about her character is that she defines herself as a normal girl who loves her friends and family, gives her work and can be independent. She blinks her eyes and raises her head to see how her head hangs over the large camera. Guyu's anger does not dissipate, and her eyes still run over the evil face that is shown in the camera. Sun Qian's plays her character in a beautiful and natural way, and there is a reason why she should be on our list of young actresses we should see. Zhou Yutong is an underrated actress, and I hope the lead role will ground the script for her. In 2015, Zhou Yutong rose to fame for her role in Cold Assassin, a fantasy romance drama about love that spans the millennium. The drama is more about the journey of her characters than the role, and in the hands of a talented actress, it's easy to turn a character like Fangya into an annoying, childish one. Her performance, however, is full of class and emotion. She makes the character feel like a real person, and as real as any real person could be in a rom-com about a marriage contract, she manages to layer everything she can. The performances were competent and coherent. It felt as if the actress was in close contact with her character. The love lines were part of the girl story, but not framed to define herself. I especially liked the pleasures of the first season. The Zhou Yutong, Bai Yu Fan romance was well developed in its own way and felt natural. All in all, I think my favorite drama is the one I've seen so far. I returned to Gong Jun because Zhou Yutong stole my heart and I did not expect it. On June 12, 2018, fantasy romance drama You Are the Sea starring Li Hongyi aired on Tencent Video, starring Zhou Yutong as Mermaid Princess Dai Shi. In 2021, the urban-themed drama The Best Foreign Land Star, starring Chao Shi Chen, an intelligent and progressive character, was launched. In the video, Guys Together, they revealed that they were both artists of the Guangxian Entertainment Film Company at the time, and that Zhou would play Xu Weizhou, the girlfriend of an addicted heroin addict, in the web series. When I finished the performance of Boss JY, I took a look at the 5 employees at the venue and let them see the pictures of Jingyu that I had posted on Weibo. I translated the epilogue scene of the bonus actors and embedded a short 30-second video from Zhou Yutong and Zhang Xincheng describing the lines of the script during their recent interview at Chick Banana last year. Zhou Yutong enjoys swimming and has published his own poems on his microblog, which show his gentle temperament. Official Weibo is good for overseas to thank her for her promotion. On January 16, 2017, he joined Marco Fu in Xinbo, an online fantasy drama about a journey to a past life. He played Yi Yin, a young martial sister in the play. The opening end of Young Blood's Da Song was appropriate for a drama about a group of passionate young teenagers surrendering to each other, but the fighting between forces threatens the peace in Northern Song gave many back into a loop when it aired last summer. Chao Shichen's company Airborne leader Jian Yifan announces a dismissal. She feels it was a mistake to take the job from the start. At the same time, the project for which she was responsible takes place.
This is all for today, guys. My name is Alan and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye bye.